Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across the country, the weather remains mild. In Jerusalem, expect a clear morning with gentle breezes. Tel Aviv will see some cloud cover this morning. Meanwhile, in Haifa, it's a breezy start to the day. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reported 2 hours ago that the IDF reportedly struck southern Lebanon after warning it would target a Hezbollah site. A Palestinian was reportedly shot dead in a clash after settlers entered a West Bank village to retrieve a downed drone. Also, the Jerusalem Post reported 2 hours ago that the IDF targets Hezbollah in southern Lebanon following Hezbollah drone launches. Earlier, Hezbollah launched two explosive drones toward IDF forces operating in southern Lebanon. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reported an hour ago an embarrassing scandal for Russians. Donation money for Gaza was concealed with suspects being close associates of Hamas. Separately, JNS noted 20 hours ago that the IDF struck southern Lebanon after a Hezbollah drone attack. No injuries were reported in the drone strike. And finally, a top U.S. official has indicated that there may not be a nuclear agreement with Iran in the near future. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, posting 3 hours ago, reported that Lebanese President Joseph Aoun is urging Washington and the international community to help stop Israeli attacks. These attacks have killed at least 7 people on Sunday, despite a truce and a framework deal aimed at halting the violence. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, reported 3 hours ago that there are reports from Gaza indicating a missile strike on a target east of Gaza City. Eyal Jacobi, who has a large following, expressed skepticism regarding recent developments, noting the limited public engagement with a specific issue. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF's action in southern Lebanon. The Times of Israel reported that the IDF's response came after Hezbollah launched drones toward Israeli forces. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for regional stability and security. Turning to the scandal involving Russia and Gaza donations, Israel Hayom Hebrew reported that the Federal Investigative Committee of Russia is looking into allegations that funds intended for Gaza residents were misappropriated. This could strain international relations and impact aid distribution. Meanwhile, the potential delay in a nuclear agreement with Iran, as noted by a top U.S. official, signals continued geopolitical tension. This development could affect diplomatic efforts and regional alliances. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reported 5 hours ago about a renewed dispute between Britain and Argentina over the Falkland Islands. An Israeli company is involved in oil drilling near these contested islands, adding another layer of complexity to this international issue. Separately, Ynet Business mentioned that PayPal is cutting nearly 25% of its workforce in Israel as part of a global restructuring. Over 70 employees in its Tel Aviv development center face layoffs, reflecting broader trends in tech industry adjustments. And finally, Walla Business explored how influencers and social networks affect independent investors in the capital market. This trend is shaping investment strategies and market dynamics in Israel and beyond. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.